Hey everyone, it's Michael Kerr here from the world headquarters of Humor at Work in spectacular Canmore, Alberta. You're listening to Humor at Work. So as I'm recording this particular podcast, it just happens to be Wednesday, May 14th, which is official Dance Like a Chicken Day. But if that doesn't get you clucking, then maybe the fact that it's also Receptionist Day will get a better reception in your office. Now, in addition to thanking your receptionists for all the great, awesome work they do, it's a perfect day to take stock of how welcoming your business is at every point of contact and how a bit of humor might help. Start with your website. Does your website make people feel welcome and invite them to stick around for a while? Is the language welcoming and conversational, or is it full of deja vu, the feeling that we've heard this bull before? How about a fun welcome video from employees that invites people to pull up a seat and stick around a while? Now, how about your phone? Are people feeling welcomed when they phone your office, or are they sucked into a vortex of frustrating computerized options that make them feel like they're in a scene from The Matrix? Zappos, unlike most call centers, Zappos, the online shoe business, measures the quality of their customer service calls, not the quantity, so customers never feel rushed off the phone. Shutterfly, the online photo sharing site, offers a pirate version of their voicemail options. So adding a bit of humor like that and building relationships the way Zappos does is what being receptive is all about. How about your parking lot? Is it welcoming? One business I know of has parking lot signs that say things like, "Reserve for the customer of the century." And just to be silly, "Reserve for anyone named Dave." Are your front doors welcoming? In fact, here's a little tip that you should be practicing for good customer service. Do you open your front doors 5 minutes before the official opening time so that it doesn't look like employees are inside watching every nanosecond on the clock? The Winnipeg Airport in Canada has a hug rug at the base of the arrivals escalators. I love it. The airport in Nice, France, when we were there a few years ago, they have a kiss and fly drop-off lane. So can you add a funny greeting sign or a funny sentiment for people arriving at your workplace? Hey, even the IRS has an office in the States with a welcome sign on their door reading, "Sorry, we're open." How about your reception area? Is it truly welcoming? Or does it, you know, make people want to leave right away? It's supposed to be a reception area, a welcome area. So does it have something to occupy the kids or the dogs? How about some fun reading material, a funny welcome mascot, a humor bulletin board, or a popcorn machine? And finally, have your employees been given the proper training and tools to fulfill their potential role as director of first impressions? Because as we all know, first impressions are lasting impressions. So my fun at work tip, speaking of having a little fun welcoming people, I once encountered a pharmacist wearing a badge that read, "Quit reading my badge." It was his simple way of breaking the ice with customers. In fact, he had a whole drawerful of wacky badges like that. I've seen other businesses where employees wore badges that read, "Ask what I can do to wow you." And to help counter the "it's not in my job description" mentality, one company has employees wear "it's my job" buttons. So brainstorm with your team some options for fun buttons or badges. Ideally something that ties into your brand, that's not too heavy on the cheese, you know, not too cheesy or corny, and that makes people smile when they read it and feel welcome. And the quote of the week from George Bernard Shaw: "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man." Seems reasonable to me. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, holding a public vote to select a name can work very well. Other times, not so much. Zoos often use this approach, of course, to help them name their newborn animals. Well, some companies have had great success naming their products by holding public contests. And then there's the case of, well, the city of Austin, Texas, who decided that their solid waste services needed a new name, something with a little more jazz, a little more flair. So they opened it up to the public for suggestions. Unfortunately, the largest vote-getter by far was the Fred Durst Society of the Humanities and Arts. Fred Durst, if you don't know who he is the lead singer for the rock band Limp Bizkit. So I'm guessing Solid Waste Services isn't such a stinker of a name after all. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr. Please cruise over to the website, www.humoratwork.com and www.humoratworktv. And until next time, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.